And promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's now the top of the fifth inning, and things have continued to roll the rafters' way. It is 10-0, despite them being out hit 4-3 by the Green Bay Rockers. And trying to keep the offense moving, it's been the walks and hit-by-pitches that have done the damage against Green Bay, and also great pitching by Tristan Krusenberry. He has been clutch from the mound, and the first pitch of the fifth inning gets a swing and a miss from Mike Monahan for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Monahan, right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Zach Dorman, who Rockers really need to go as long as they can, and the 0-1 count misses for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count, and Mike Monahan still trying to get another hit here. He grounds one foul toward the Rockers' dugout, and now a 1-2 count. Monahan started off the season really struggling offensively from the plate. Took him a while to find that first hit, then was able to do so in a big way, but continues to struggle after that game as well, and takes that pitch for strike number three. Second strikeout of the game of Mike Monahan. Went 3-for-5 in that game at Lakeshore just a few days ago, back on August 2nd. Part of the 13-6 win, and he was a big part of it. But outside of that game, he has been held hitless. Now at the plate of Roto Kobayashi, first pitch in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. That strikeout, the second strikeout of the game for Zach Dorman. The right-hander looking to at least get through the fifth inning. 0-1 count to Kobayashi. He falls outside of the zone. Now 1-1 the count, and Kobayashi 0-for-1 on the game, but he's drawn two walks tonight. Also scored two runs each time on base as the pitch misses outside for ball number two. Not by much there. 2-1 the count. Colin Helms behind the plate was trying to frame it, but not able to get the call. Breaking ball, misses outside. Now a 3-1 count. Missed it earlier in the fourth inning, but final line for Luke Higgins. He goes a third of an inning, allows six runs. All six were earned on one hit, two walks, one strikeout. Three hit by pitches on seven batters faced, 25 pitches thrown. 3-1 count to Kobayashi in there for strike number two. Now a full count with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fifth inning. 10-0 the Rockers lead, and with that, a little bit of time called as both Dorman and Kobayashi will make sure they're ready to roll. Kobayashi still looking for that first hit of the game, but he's reached base multiple times, and now six straight games since he reached multiple times today. Sends one over the right side, but fouled and toward the Rafters first base coach, Jack Wiesinger, for today. The right-handed reliever who pitched in yesterday's game. Over on the third base coaching side, Manny Silva. Pitch on home to Kobayashi is fouled back, and still 3-2 the count. And we'll mention it earlier that Kobayashi is trying to hit for opposite field power. Not just that, I mean, I was talking to him back at Winter Field prior to the road trip, and he had mentioned just how much he really wants to get another one to leave the ball yard. 3-2 count, put on the ground though, up the middle over towards second, not fielded cleanly. He'll try and race it out to first and leaps for the bag, but not able to get there as it goes 4-3 to retire Kobayashi. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance, but still not able to get a man on. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Still 10-0, the Rafters lead. And Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Zach Dorman. Dorman has been real good as of late. I mean, his first pitch mislocated. It hit Peyton Bryant, but outside of his very first pitch of the game, he's been great. Swings and misses for strike number one, Kareem Arusovic. 0-2 on the game, but he was hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning. You're going to hear a lot of that. A lot of guys hit by pitches. The Rafters had four batters hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. 0-1 the count. And Arusovic swings and misses. Now 0-2, way ahead of that one. Arusovic, prior to the hit by pitch, flew out to left field and lined out to center field. Those are his other two at-bats. 0-2 the count. Pitch coming home. Misses low for ball number one. A 1-2 count. And we had that big game just a few days ago back where he had the... Well, actually, it was about a week ago at this point. It was here in Green Bay. And he sends one out towards deep right center field. Back at the warning track, turning around. It will get out of here over the right center field wall. And a solo shot from Kareem Arusovic. It's the 11th run of the game for the Rafters. And Arusovic will clear all the ghost runners ahead of him. Nobody on the bases, but hey, we'll take another homer. Third one of the game for the Rafters. First one from a guy not named Landon Gaz. And Kareem Arusovic showing off his love for Green Bay. His third home run in Ashwaubenon brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases empty yet again and two outs, but an 11-0 lead for the Rafters. Beauchesne checks his swing, but he went around on it for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and I'm a little bit surprised Beauchesne hasn't left the ball yard yet. I mean, he's done it the most out of anyone on the Rafters this season. Seven home runs as he fouls one back, 0-2 the count, and odd way for it to come off of the bat, but 0-2, and Beauchesne this game, 1-2 from the plate. He scored two runs with an RBI. He did reach on an error and doubled, also was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. 0-2 misses outside, now a 1-2 count, and Beauchesne, a guy who always loves to stay upbeat, and actually his family is here at the game today, so trying to impress them, he pops one out of play, and now a 1-2 count. His dad actually came up here to where I'm broadcasting from in between innings. I was talking to him about an inning ago, talking all about the season and how Jake's been enjoying the summer here. 1-2 count, hit out towards left field, dropping back now, the shortstop, and in there to make the catch is the shortstop, Dorian Asher, and that retires Beauchesne. So first time he's been put out this game, but Beauchesne still having a strong night and hoping to keep things rolling along, but that does it for the fifth inning. The Rafters keep the streak alive, able to score a run here in the fifth inning. They do so on just the one hit. It was the solo shot from Kareem Arusovic. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway there. Rafters up 11-0 on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tristan Krusenberry now looking to go through five innings. If he finishes this one, he'll be eligible for the win. The Rafters leading it 11-0 over the Green Bay Rockers and feeling phenomenal about the way that everything has looked today. The Rafters defensively have committed no errors. Offensively, they've hit three home runs and have 11 runs. And a grounder hit up the middle, not able to be fielded by Krusenberry. Bermudez going to have to rush it to first, but able to get the throw down. Nice play running up on it by Christian Bermudez. It goes 4-3 for out number one of the fifth inning. Takes care of the leadoff man, Dorian Asher, for the third time this game. He's now 0-3, and it brings up Colin Helms with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Still 11-0. The Rafters have the lead. And, well, I mentioned the offense and the defense. The pitching, Tristan Krusenberry all the way so far, and he has not allowed a run. He's allowed four hits through four innings and just one walk and one hit by pitch. On the way home, misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. You'll certainly take what Krusenberry's been able to provide today. Krusenberry, the right-hander from Campbellsville University, a breaking ball, misses outside, now a 2-0 count. And, well, I've talked to Krusenberry, and a guy who obviously hasn't had the season that he was hoping for coming into this one, even though the end of the year has certainly gone his way. Breaking ball hits the upper part of the zone, and Helms can't believe it. Now a 2-1 count, and Helms 0-2 on the game. He's been retired his last five times up at the plate, dating back to yesterday night, as that one misses high for ball number three. 3-1 the count. Hit a home run, and then in five consecutive at-bats been retired, so it's been a real opposite switch for him. Krusenberry hoping to continue it, but has to work from behind. 3-1 count, in there for a strike, now a full count. Krusenberry, part of the reason why he's looked so good today has been limiting the walks. Even though he's allowed hits, not walking batters has been huge because it limits the damage. 3-2 count, grounded up the middle over towards short. Akko's there, picks it up, throws off balance to first, and in plenty of time, it goes 6-3 to retire Colin Helms. The first two batters in the order for the Rockers have combined to go 0-6 the first three times through the batting order. Not what you want out of your leadoff spots, and it brings up Eric Gion to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the fifth, still 11-0, the Rafters lead. And Gion, right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Krusenberry. Krusenberry looks back to second, now fires home. Gion lines one toward the Rockers' dugout, and now an 0-1 count. And Gion had himself a good game so far. 1-for-1, he was hit by a pitch his last time up, and before that, he singled. 0-1 the count here, still looking to reach base for the third time today. One of two Rockers who have reached multiple times. 0-1 the count, misses inside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Gion and Cooney, batting back-to-back, have reached all four times. The two of them have been up at the plate. Outside of that, the Rockers really struggling today. They've got the two doubles from DiCorrado and Lancaster, one for each of them. Swing and a miss here makes it a 1-2 count. But outside of those two doubles, nobody else has gotten on base. 1-2 the count. Gion trying to reach for the third time tonight. The lights coming on right here in Green Bay. And the pitch coming home, taken outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And Tristan Krusenberry struck out three batters in the first two innings. Since that point, has not struck out a batter. but is one strike away from doing so against Gion. Just trying to get out of the inning, though. 2-2 count coming home, and that one misses in the turf. Picked up behind the plate by Peyton Bryant. Flips it back to Krusenberry. Now a 3-2 count. Krusenberry's got to locate here. Krusenberry up over 70 pitches. He's at 72 in the game now, and you'd love to see him back out for the sixth, but likely has to keep that pitch count at the very least below 80 as that one misses in the turf. Ball number four, and the third time that Gion will work on base. Krusenberry had the two strikes in the count for a few pitches, but not able to finish off Gion. He's going to have to locate here against Aiden Cooney. And Krusenberry in line for the win here if he's able to get one more out. And you talk about earlier in the year, he had an appearance here in Green Bay where he went 4 2/3 innings trying to get the win, and he waved off Ziggy and overruled him as a ground ball is hit towards the right field corner, and it bounces hard off the wall. Kobayashi will have to throw it in, cut off by Bermudez, who throws it back in, and on the line throw, good thing they held up the runner at third. Either way, it's a double into the corner for Cooney. And man, those 3-4 batters have had no problem today, but still haven't been able to drive in the runs for the Rockers. Brings up Jeremy De La Mata. And De La Mata, 0-2 on the game. He struck out once and flew out to center field once. Back in the third inning, that was the fly out to center field, his last time up, and it was a well-struck ball, but just right at Jake Beauchesne. Didn't have much of a chance to get down. And De La Mata batting fifth in the lineup, despite him not having a hit so far, sends one high in the air out towards left field. Down the line, is it fair? Is it foul? We'll see what they call. They call it fair. It's a three-run shot for Jeremy De La Mata. And the shutout is no longer. First runs of the game for the Rockers. A no-doubter to left. The only doubt was whether it was fair or foul. Absolutely smoked that one. And the Rockers have had a couple of absolutely blasted baseballs out toward left field. Tristan Krusenberry now calling for Peyton Bryant to come up to the mound to have a discussion with him after that. And a three-run shot from Jeremy De La Mata makes it 11-3 Rafters in the bottom of the fifth. And now that Bryant has come up to the mound to talk with Krusenberry, he will get ready to deliver to the next batter. Bases are empty and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And Peyton Mansfield up at the plate, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And after back-to-back pitches resulted in extra base hits, Krusenberry needed to switch something up and did so with the first pitch strike. But now this one misses low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Krusenberry still could be in line for the win with just one more batter retired. Just has to get out of this fifth. 1-1 count, misses in the turf. Now a 2-1 count. Krusenberry technically still in line for a quality start if he's able to go through six. But I mentioned 80 pitches likely going to be his limit that he's got to get under if he's going to come back out. And he'd need this pitch to be put into play, but not able to get so as it misses low for ball number three. And that was the 79th pitch, which means pitch number 80 coming up here for Krusenberry. And very likely that'll come out of the game. Not necessarily a surefire thing, as that one is fouled back. But I do find it unlikely that he'll return to the game to try and get the quality start. 3-2 count to Peyton Mansfield. Krusenberry looks back to second and fires home. It's fouled off of the plate. Still 3-2 the count. Krusenberry, at the very least, would love to have his second win of the season. He is 1-5 on the year. His one win came back on June 22nd against Lakeshore when he went five innings pitch and allowed just one run. Pitch coming here, it's grounded foul toward the Rockers' dugout, and still a 3-2 count. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next for Peyton Mansfield. Right-handed hitter from Quincy University, batting 190 on the season. in this game. 0-for-2, sends one over to right field, and it gets over the head of Bermudez, and Kobayashi slides down, picks it up, and nice defensive play, makes sure to throw it in as Bermudez blocks it with his glove. So that's four straight base runners for the Rockers, including three straight hits, and with that, Tom Zaglowski, Ziggy, will head on out to the mound to likely pull him from the game. Once again, just coming up one out shy of a potential win, if that indeed is going to do it for Krusenberry. Ziggy not necessarily going to take him out of the game. We'll see. Krusenberry hasn't had the chat from Manny Silva yet. And with that, Ziggy looking like he's going to keep him in the game here. Just looking to check in on him as the two of them go back to last season where Krusenberry was here basically throughout the year, a key piece to the Rafters pitching staff last year, and wanted to return here. He had a blast last year and wanted to come back to run it back this year, and mentioned some of the memories that he made last year is a big factor into his return, and has loved this year as well, although he struggled a little bit more on the mound, and he's mentioned that at times that has gotten to his head, but as of late, he's been able to find a little more looseness. Hoping to find so here as he struggled tonight. 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Stephan DiCorrado up at the plate, and DiCorrado left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Krusenberry. Runner on first base is Peyton Mansfield. It's 11-3 Rafters, and this one's sent into right field. Running up on it, the right fielder Kobayashi, full extension. He dives and makes the play to snatch it out of the air for out number three. And that takes us through the end of the fifth. The Rockers score their first three runs of the game on three hits. There were no errors, and there was one runner left on base. We go to the sixth. It's 11-3 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
me going James, and, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
In between innings here in Green Bay, Ziggy was having a chat with Tristan Krusenberry, kind of patting him on the shoulder after he went five innings and allowed just three runs, likely meaning that it's going to be over. And during that visit, I had trouble focusing. It looked like a somber moment and something that I didn't want kind of messed up, but I was looking out towards second base, and they have the knocker ball challenge in between innings. You know, the big inflatable balls that you kind of dress up in and you ram into each other? Well, the two people inside of those knocker balls were Abby Christensen, the Rafters video director, and along with that, James Odell, the Rafters clubby, as the first pitch of the sixth inning misses low to Matanaco for ball number one, 1-0 the count. So while I was trying to watch Krusenberry and Ziggy, I was also looking up and watching the knockerball challenge as the 1-0 count is knocked off the leg of Matanaco on a foul ball. One and one the count. Well, to say the least, James won. I won't go into too much more detail about that. To be fair, Abby didn't stand much of a chance. Matanaco up at the plate here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 11-3 Rafters in the top of the sixth inning. Acco right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Zach Dorman. And Dorman back out for his second inning of action in full. His third inning in total, if you include the fourth inning, which he recorded two outs in. And with that, all of a sudden, Matanaco is going to the ground here and holding his left leg. He was ready to step back into the batter's box, but all of a sudden, he kind of has his legs give out on him, and he just sits down on the ground. That is not a good sign for the Rafters. Acco in some pain right now as the trainers come out and check on him. Acco has been here a long time, one of the Rafters' stalwarts in the order, batting .291 on the season. He's got 28 RBIs. Been here since almost day number one. Got here about a week into the season and trying to finish it out, but in some pain here, and the trainer's checking in on him on his what appears to be left leg. Not sure exactly what part of the leg, foot, shin, knee, maybe thigh, not quite sure, but something up with Matanaco and hoping that he's all right, but at this point in time, it's a 1-1 count and a non-contact injury here. Never a good sign. Acco standing back up on his 2 feet and walking, but very stiff. And Acco was playing shortstop just last inning and was able to make a play there. 6-3 put out of Colin Helms earlier in the bottom of the fifth. But comes back out here, takes a couple of pitches, and after kind of dodging out of the way of one, a 1-1 count, and all of a sudden taking his time here, and well, potentially a pinch hitter is going to have to come in for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll see. Matanaco taking off his gloves here, and he is slowly walking out toward the dugout. Not good news for the Rafters, who have already been injury depleted, as you have seen very few batters that are eligible. Mentioned Harrison Garrett still struggling with that injury. And so they're putting in Lachlan Maud, I believe, who will come in and pinch hit for Matanaco. Yeah, so Lachlan Maud comes in, pinch hitter for the Rafters. He takes over a 1-1 count. And Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher on the roster, you look at the rest of the team, Hayden Carlson has a potentially season-ending injury, so you can't really count on him. Harrison Garrett potentially as well. And Luke Skinner was battling injury as well late in the season, so he is not available either. So you're looking at very few available players on the Rafters roster. Actually, I believe Maud is the only one. Taking a look at, like I mentioned, the already depleted roster. Yes, only 10 position players listed on the roster. And so with that, they are using their last bench batter. Pinch hit situation for Maud, and the defensive arrangement is going to be certainly interesting, to say the least, next inning. I'd have to imagine something with Maud going behind home plate and then Peyton Bryant moving back to third and a shift around there. 2-1 count as that one misses low. Now 3-1 after back-to-back balls. Maud trying to work on base. 3-1 count with the bases empty to lead off the sixth. That pitch inside for ball number four, and Maud is going to draw the walk on 5 pitches, although only 3 to Maud. And so he ends up on first base, and this is going to be certainly a headache to watch the defensive realignment. The Rafters already were playing Acco out of position and at shortstop. Now you're looking at potentially Bermudez going to short, Arusevic taking on second, and Bryant going to third. We'll see if that's what happens as the pitch misses outside. Throw on back to first. is not in time. 1-0 count to Landon Gaz. Maud stays on first base. 1-0 the count, and Landon Gaz, right-handed hitting first baseman, already two home runs on the game. He's got six RBIs, all on his two home runs. 1-0 count is popped up right side of the infield, out of play, and now a 1-1 count. Gaz, before his two home runs, he popped out to second base, but his last one, a grand slam, the second grand slam of the year for the Rafters. Also had a two-run home run in the third. Both of them were out towards right center field, and ones that were crushed. Maud on first, he fouls this one back, now a 1-2 count. The Rafters lead the game 11-3 in the top of the sixth inning. 1-2 the count, and Zach Dorman just trying to get the Rafters through it. 1-2 to Gaz is a fly ball out towards shallow right field. Dropping down, it will reach in front of the second baseman, who now throws to second and not quite in time, as Maud got a very late jump there to make sure it wasn't going to be caught, but barely able to reach in time, as that ends up a single. Third hit of the game for Landon Gaz, and it brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate. With runners on first and second and nobody out in the top of the sixth, still an eight-run lead for the Rafters, but Bryant would love to make it more. Right-handed hitting catcher for the moment, likely going to be third baseman after this inning. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch on the way home is a high fly ball out towards center field. About to be lost in the lights, now found in the left fielder's eyes. Peyton Manfield runs up on it and brings it in for out number one. That takes care of Peyton Bryant. First out of the sixth inning brings up River Lindsay with runners on first and second. Still 11-3, the lead for the Rafters. And Dorman, right-handed pitcher on the mound, left-hander at the plate. River Lindsay, lefty-righty matchup. He fouls one away. Now an 0-1 count. And Lindsay, 0-1 on the game. He lined out to center field his last time up on a well-hit ball. If he's able to pull one, could easily leave the park in right field with that close-up wall. Love to be a left-hander here. 0-1, but he did walk twice today. Sends one out towards left center field, though. An opposite field hit. That will get down into the gap. So Lindsay's rounding for second. It's going to send at least one run home, and that's all, as Maud will touch the plate. And it's an RBI double for River Lindsay, his first hit of the game. And he remains red hot for the Rafters. He went 2-for-4 in the game yesterday in his Rafters debut. And now has an RBI double, his first extra base hit for Wisconsin Rapids. Sends home Maud from second, and Landon Gaz goes over to third base as well. Brings up Christian Bermudez with runners on second and third and one out in the top of the sixth inning. 12-3, the Rafters lead, and first pitch gets a swing and a miss from Bermudez. 0-1 count. Christian Bermudez, right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-righty matchup between him and Dorman. 0-1 count coming home. Another swing and a miss about the same spot. Now 0-2 the count. And Bermudez, 0-1 on the game. He struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. That was his last time up. He had two plate appearances in that fourth. 0-2 count. Misses in the turf. Blocked, but doesn't get far enough away to keep Gaz on third. 1-2 the count. Bermudez hit by a pitch and walked today. His strikeout was just the second time he's been retired as a Rafter. Still looking for that first hit, however. 1-2 count coming home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. Second time Bermudez has been retired by the K. And it brings up Mike Monum to the plate with runners on second and third and two outs in the top of the sixth. Still a 12-3 lead for the Rafters, and Monum, the right-handed hitting DH, righty-righty matchup between him and Dorman. Dorman now through 2 1/3 innings, looking to make it 2 2/3 to finish out this sixth, as the first pitch called a ball to Monum. 1-0 the count. Mike Monum, 0-2 on the game. His last two times up have been strikeouts. Had a sac fly before that point, though. Fouls the 1-0 count back to the catcher. 1-1 the count. Entered this game batting 115, and I mentioned it. He's had a hit in just one game. That one game, he went 3-for-5 in. It's been a real struggle for him from the plate and trying to turn it around. Checks his swing here, but it's a strike either way. Now a 1-2 count. And Monum previously played for both Thunder Bay and Bismarck. Played for Bismarck back in 2023 and Thunder Bay last year. And a swing and a miss here is strike number 3. He's retired down by the K for the third time tonight. And that finishes the sixth inning. But the Rafters once again score one run. They score that run on two hits, including the RBI double from River Lindsay. There were no errors, and the Rafters left two aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is now a 12-3 lead for Wisconsin Rapids when we return here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
A new pitcher into the game for the Rafters, making his second appearance. We'll see if you're up on your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters trivia, if you can guess who it is. It's a right-hander, and the right-hander was added yesterday and made his debut for the Rafters then. Comes from Crown College, a sophomore out of St. Joseph, Minnesota. 6'4", 210-pounder. Have you guessed him yet? Probably not. It's Jackson Phillip, because I probably couldn't have told you that. The Rafters just added him yesterday, and, well, only so much time to turn things around. But he did pitch very well in his debut. He went one inning pitched and allowed just one hit, but then was able to get him on a caught stealing. So it was a three-up, three-down debut for him last night against the Rockers. Hoping to continue the success here as we get back to work. In the bottom of the sixth, it's 12-3, the lead for the Rafters. And Tristan Krusenberry in line for the win, his potentially second of the season, as the first pitch of the inning from Jackson Phillip misses for ball number one. Up at the plate, it's Kaysen Consarinia, right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-righty matchup. 1-0 count, misses for ball number 2, now 2-0. Consarinia 0-for-2 on the game. Both have been flyouts to center field. 2-0 count coming home. Another one that misses high, now 3-0 the count. Phillip trying to avoid his first walk of his Rafters career. He threw just 8 pitches in the game yesterday. So it was a very efficient inning for him, and that one again upstairs, and just has to bring it down there. First time that Kaysen Consarinia will reach base. Brings up Zage Lancaster to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Still a 12-3 lead for the Rafters, and Zage Lancaster, the right-handed hitting center fielder, looking to take on the Rafters' first bullpen arm of the game. Tristan Krusenberry, a great start from him and really helped the Rafters out today as they got momentum early and were able to keep it for a while until the game got pretty far out of hand. First pitch to Lancaster, a ball. That's five straight balls to start off Phillips' appearance. So got to find the zone. Pickoff move back to first. Not able to get Consarinia as he dives back head first into the bag. Still a 1-0 count to Lancaster. Lancaster out of the University of Hawaii. Batting 205 entering this game. He's got two home runs on the season. Right-handed hitter, though. 1-0 count. This one hit high in the air, popped up towards shallow center field. The infield going back out. Second baseman Bermudez underneath it makes the catch, and that is out number one. Takes care of the nine-hole batter, and it brings us back to the top of the card with Dorian Asher up to the plate. Asher steps up, and he has really struggled today and trying to turn it around. Asher 0-for-3. He grounded out his last time up. Lined out to first back in the third inning, and before that, he struck out swinging. Runner on first base is still Kaysen Consarinia. One out and a 12-3 lead for the Rafters in the bottom of the sixth. Phillip looking home, and he fires. It's high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Jackson Phillip coming from Crown College where he pitched the past two seasons. He comes from Cathedral High School in St. Joe, Minnesota. Has that runner on first base and brings the pitch home, and an off-speed misses outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And a couple of new Rafters over the past week, as I mentioned, with some of the depleted roster. The Rafters have had to make some balls around the area, and always a tough time in the season when players start heading back to college as the pitch misses upstairs for Asher. Now a 3-0 count. And Phillip just trying to find the strike zone here. 3-0 the count, and he's thrown just one pitch in the zone this game. As that one can't clip the bottom of the zone, and a four-pitch walk yet again. Dorian Asher this time steps over to first base. Kaysen Consarinia goes to second. The Rockers got their first runs of the game in the bottom of the fifth. A three-run home run from Jeremy DeLaMotta. That is all of the run production so far from the Rockers. Back-to-back mislocated pitches, a double and then a home run resulted in those runs after the six-pitch walk to Gion back in the fifth inning. First pitch here to Colin Helms is called for a strike. 0-1 the count, so Phillip finally able to find the zone here and really has to do so against Colin Helms, who is a dangerous batter despite his recent struggles. Left-handed hitting catcher. He's batting 291 entering this game as the 0-1 misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. Helms yesterday had the first inning home run that put the Rockers on top. Although past that point went 0-for-3 in the game yesterday, and he's 0-for-3 to start this game. Pitch on the way home, grounded back to the middle. Found in the throw over to second. It's high and not able to get the runner taking on. Jackson Phillip was trying to double him up, but threw the ball a little bit too high to Peyton Bryant, who is actually the shortstop. Worth mentioning there, the defensive adjustments for the Rafters as Peyton Bryant went to shortstop. Can't say I was expecting that. But ends up going as a fielder's choice that everyone reaches on. So Colin Helms over to first, Dorian Asher to second, and Kaysen Consarinia to third as the bases are loaded with one out. First pitch is crushed out towards deep center field. On the run back, Beauchesne now turning, and a collision out there. Oh no! The ball is dropped as both the left fielder and center fielder collided on it. Now the throw coming back in. Thought it was about to be a bases clearing grand slam, but instead he stays put at third base on the play. I hope they're all right in left and center. That was Jake Beauchesne, and River Lindsay did not have the communication there, and that's a three-run play. It's all of a sudden 12-6. in the sixth inning. And with that, River Lindsay, a little bit slow to get up, but he is standing up there. He's just picking up all of his things. That could have been a lot worse than it was. Jake Beauchesne seems like he's not shaken up at all. River Lindsay maybe got a little bit more of the contact there. And with that, there are runners on third base alone. Runner on third, one out. It's 12-6 in the bottom of the sixth. And the first pitch misses low to Gion for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Officially does go in as a triple. And sorry, Gion was at the plate. 1-0 count here now. Hit high out towards right center field. Beauchesne underneath it now, though, and running back from the warning track. He makes the catch and throws it back in, but it's a deep enough fly ball that Gion will come around and score. So a sacrifice fly, as that is out number two of the inning. And an RBI there makes this now 12-7 in the bottom of the sixth. So a game that the Rafters thought that they had clear and easily in their favor. They led it 11-0 at one point. It's now a five-run game. Pitch on the way home to Jeremy DeLaMotta. Misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And the Rockers not giving up. That is the focus here. And when you pitch on the way home, going to go to the glove of the catcher Lachlan Maud for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Eric Gion, what a base running clinic from him. He thought about going home. That could have been a grand slam inside the park due to the collision out there in center field, but instead he stayed put at third and eventually came home to score anyways. 2-0 count in there for a strike. Now a 2-1 count. Jeremy DeLaMotta as the only actual home run of the game for the Rockers. That was a three-run shot back in the fifth. And he pops one up towards the right side of the infield. Gaz underneath it. He'll call it off and make the catch as that is out number three and takes care of the sixth inning. But four runs come across for the Rockers on one hit. There was one error, as there was also nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. It's 12-7 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Couple of pitching lines to give to you as Zach Dorman has come out of the game. The new pitcher into the game for the Green Bay Rockers is Mac Yarbrough, who takes over for Zach Dorman as Dorman ended up going 2 2/3 innings for Green Bay, and he allowed two runs. Both were earned on three hits, one walk, four strikeouts. He hit one batter with a pitch, and he also faced 13 total batters on 50 pitches. Realized I didn't give Krusenberry's line earlier. Tristan Krusenberry, Rafters starter. He went 5 innings pitched. He allowed 3 runs. All 3 were earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 1 hit by pitch. He also faced 25 total batters on 86 pitches. And that was the final line for Krusenberry. He's currently in line for the win, but the Rafters only up 5 runs now. It's 12-7 in the top of the 7th, and hoping the offense can keep things moving along. Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate takes the first one high for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. The new pitcher into the game, a lefty. Yarbrough fires and clips the outside edge for strike number 1. Now a 1-1 count. Kobayashi 0-2 on the game. He's drawn 2 walks, however. His last time up, grounded out on the 8th pitch of the plate appearance. That one in there called for strike number 2. Now a 1-2 count. And Mac Yarbrough hoping to turn the pitching around. The Rafters have scored at least 1 run in every single inning so far. And the pitch to Kobayashi, low for ball number 2. Now a 2-2 count. So hasn't really mattered who's been on the mound. They've been able to do some damage. Yarbrough trying to avoid that same trend as he gets a foul ball from Kobayashi, and it remains a 2-2 count. Mac Yarbrough out for his 12th time this season. He's got a 6.1 ERA over 10 and a third innings pitched. 1-1 record, also has 1 save. Pitch on the way home. It's grounded up the middle, and Yarbrough's going to have to make a tough play. Turns around, throws it to first, and that is a nice one. 1-3 to take care of Hiroto Kobayashi, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with the bases empty and 1 out in the top of the 7th. Brings up Kareem Arusovic with the Rafters up 12-7 in the top of the 7th. Left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Arusovic hit his first home run of the game back in the 5th inning. He's got 3 home runs on the season now. All 3 have come here in Green Bay. Pitch on the way home to Arusovic. Misses inside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And been hitting the ball hard. And even when he's struggling, he still does so. And mentions it's sometimes you just get unlucky. Is that pitch a check swing? Misses inside. 2-0 the count. And Arusovic had a big step there. He was ready to unload, but able to hold the bat back. 2-0 the count. Pitch from Yarbrough is sent over to left field, but not deep enough as the infielder Eric Gion will trail back and make the catch. That is out number 2. 2 up, 2 down in the 7th inning, and kind of jammed Arusovic as it brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases empty and 2 outs in the top of the 7th. Still a 5-run lead for the Rafters. And Beauchesne hoping to keep the inning alive so that the Rafters can continue to score runs. Beauchesne, right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup. First pitch, a big swing and a miss for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. The Rafters, 3 home runs on the game. 2 of them from Gaz, 1 from Arusovic. None from Beauchesne. I'm sure he'd love to. Mentioned it earlier. 0-1 the count for the team leader in home runs, and the pitch misses outside. Now 1-1 the count. And Beauchesne, 1-for-3 this game. Blew out his last time up, but before that had reached all 3 times as he swings and misses at the 1-1 count. Now 1-2. Was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the 4th, so got an RBI. Before that, reached on an error in the 3rd and doubled back in the 1st. Has a 1-2 count here. Yarbrough looking to deliver the pitch, and that one is going to hit off of the foot, maybe the ankle of Beauchesne. And that is another hit by pitch, and Beauchesne is down in some pain. And he is going to get up and hop off of that foot right now, and one that is going to bring Ziggy out of the dugout to talk with him about. A quick runner for the Rafters. It's his 2nd time being hit by a pitch this game. Took one off the back earlier and now takes one off of the foot. Ziggy heads back to the dugout, so hopefully won't be something that affects Beauchesne as he is on for yet another time today. Brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the top of the seventh. Maude, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. Righty-lefty matchup between him and Yarbrough. And his first plate appearance, he came in mid-at-bat for Madden Akko back last inning. First pitch on the way, misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Lachlan Maude ended up finishing the plate appearance with a walk. Took all three pitches that he saw for a ball, and now has taken the first two of this plate appearance for balls as well. So a 2-0 count. Prior to Maude coming in the game, Madden Akko had gone 0-2 with a walk and two RBIs. Also scored a run. 2-0 count coming home to Maude, and that one taken for a strike. Now 2-1 the count. And Lachlan Maude trying to turn things around on the offensive side. He's batting just 167 this year, but he does have a home run. Runner taking off from first. It's fouled back by Maude, though, so Beauchesne is going to have to go back to first base. And Beauchesne kind of rolls his eyes like, man, I should have had that. Beauchesne looking like that hit by pitch not affecting him all too much. 2-2 the count, and Yarbrough looking to finish off Maude. Looks down at his glove, now over to first. Brings the pitch home, and it's high and outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count to Lachlan Maude. And Maude looking to keep the inning alive. There's two outs in the top of the seventh. A five-run lead for the Rafters, but seven runs scored in the last two innings by the Rockers, and a swing and a miss from Maude as Beauchesne was taking off. That's strike number three, though, and in the seventh, the first time that the Rafters have been held scoreless. They scored no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh, 12-7 the Rafters lead. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's now the bottom of the seventh inning, and Jackson Phillip hoping to limit the damage here to keep it a five-run lead, but the Rockers have slowly gotten back into this one. They scored three runs in the fifth inning. They scored four runs in the sixth inning. At one point, they trailed this game 11-0, but now it's 12-7. The Rafters did score one run back in the sixth inning, but they were held scoreless for the first time this game in the seventh. Jackson Phillip out on the mound. First pitch is low and outside for ball number one. Peyton Mansfield leading things off for the Rockers in the bottom of the seventh. It's Mansfield going to be followed by Stefan DiCorrado and Kaysen Consarinia. 1-0 count coming home. In there for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. Mansfield, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Phillip. Rafters have the bullpen warming up down there as the 1-1 count misses outside. Now 2-1 to Mansfield. Comes from Quincy University. As the sun has completely set here in Green Bay, the dark night sky upon us. As the 2-1 count misses low, now a 3-1 count. So the light's in full effect here in Green Bay. And the pitch on the way home to Mansfield, in there for a strike. It's now a 3-2 count. Peyton Mansfield, 1-for-3 on the game. He singled his last time up back in the fifth inning on 8 pitches. And he takes this one low for ball number 4. And so another long plate appearance for him ends with him getting on base. Brings up DiCorrado with a man on first and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Kaysen Consarini is on deck now, and he is due up in the inning. The Rockers trying to get the offense moving. Jackson Phillip not having the same success tonight that he did yesterday. Still limiting the hits. He's allowed just one hit, but that hit was a triple back in the sixth inning. First pitch.